Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Public awareness of the maritime world in the United States is heavily biased by our Atlantic perspective, a reflection of our preoccupation with European history and its relationship to our own. And when we do look beyond the Atlantic horizon, to the Pacific and Indian Oceans and beyond, it is typically through the accounts of Western exploration of the East, the early circumnavigations and research voyages that opened to us those mysterious seas, their people, and their resources in the context of trade, slavery, and imperial ambitions. The World Ocean Observatory looks at the ocean as a single integrated social system, nonetheless composed of many seas with specific geographical characteristics and cultures. The Atlantic bias has precluded our looking more closely at the history and traditions of those other particular bodies of water, the Red Sea, for example, as a place wherein early navigation skills were developed, enabling long passages coastwise and along shore to India, Africa, and China. One rarely finds much reference to Red Sea history in the major maritime museums of the world or the scholarly conferences on maritime issues and research initiatives. Recently, however, I stumbled across two fascinating presentations on that history, both coincidentally located at the University of East Anglia in Exeter, United Kingdom. The first was found in a recently published book, The Sea, A Cultural History, Reaction Books, London, 2011, by John Mack, Professor of World Art Studies at East Anglia. And the second, a research program called the Marais Project, led by Professor Dionysius Agius of the Institute of Arab and Islamic Studies, also based at the university. Mack's interests lie in the unique geographical characteristics of maritime regions, varied cultural concepts of the sea, navigation history and its relations to the arts of performance, ships as societies, the edges where sea and land people meet, and the idea of the sea on land as expressed through language, architecture, metaphor, and ritual. His discussion of early Arab navigational texts and sailing instructions written in verse, more often recited than read, describes an astonishing level of seamanship essentially based on observation of environmental conditions and natural phenomena. The Marais Project addresses the archaeology, anthropology, history, and languages of the Red Sea region through field research, augmented by the Institute's sponsorship of conferences, exhibits, and publications. At their 2010 meeting, academic papers were presented on such subjects as maritime networks, seafaring navigation and ports, boat building traditions and technologies, maritime industries and economies, marine ecologies and their human exploitation, coastal communities, maritime migration, pilgrimage in the spiritual landscape, and sociolinguistics. An exhibition on the history of the dhow, that iconic wooden trading vessel that plied the waters of Arabia, Africa, and the Indian subcontinent, accompanied the event. The conference program is a catalog of esoteric history. The Red Sea is space of sacred places and beings. New light on the vessels of Indo-Roman trade, Roman shipwrecks in the northern Red Sea. Harbors and coastal settlements in the eastern Red Sea during antiquity. Trade and war in the Red Sea in the 2nd century AD. The port of Babylon, Egypt. The jewel of Muscat, reconstructing an early 9th century shipwreck. Sailing with the Mualim, the technical practice of Red Sea sailing during the medieval period. Suez and Silk, how a 1554 naval battle illuminates the Spanish maritime economic system. A Spanish spy in the northern Red Sea in 1807, and many others. What is important here is our awareness of a history and body of knowledge that predates our Atlantic tradition, the seamanship, vessel construction, financial systems, and social encounters on which thriving civilization long before ours was based. The point is to understand that there is surviving patrimony other than our own, yet another example of what and how we can learn from better understanding of the sea. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.